Hello, Henry.
Good morning, Terrence. Morning, David.
I hope we're not shuffling the deck chairs on the Titanic here, yeah. But Usman Khawaja is officially out.
Well, the big challenge was who to leave out with Smith back in, and Marnus Labuschagne was always going to stay in because he's performed, as he should do.
Yep.
So it was always going to be between Harris and Khawaja. I thought Harris would go because Khawaja's a little bit more experienced. But they're going to keep Harris at the top opening, and Khawaja's gone. My big relief, though, TK, was that I got mail last night that Mitchell Marsh was going to be playing.
Yeah.
And, I've had a very fitful night's sleep contemplating that option.
Yeah, well, Dave Stanley put that on me yesterday.
I read the report, and you should have seen the steam coming out of TK's head the last 2 days.
I thought, no, can't be. It's a G-up, surely. It's one of those, bit of fake news that you were trying to tell me.
No, do you agree, Jeff, with the dropping of Khawaja?
Well, as I said, I reckon I would have probably kept him instead of Harris because he's got more experience. But it's a bit of a six of one, half a dozen of the other, to be honest.
Yeah.
Harris looked okay. He was unlucky not to play in the first couple of tests when, they decided to go for Bancroft. That was a bit of a weird one because Harris was in a much better nick.
Yeah.
But it's this time that, Joe Burns will be sitting back and going, why the hell aren't I playing for Australia?
Yeah.
Got 180 in my last test match, and they're as you say, shuffling deck chairs. We go back to that original selection. That's pretty poor. Yeah. But I guess, look, this series was always going to be one dominated by bowling. We said that before the series started. That's basically what's happened. Both sides haven't batted very well. There's just been a couple of brilliant individual performances. Ozzie Smith for Australia and Stokes for England. But outside that, it's been a bowler's series. So batsmen are always going to be under pressure. But it'll be up to them now to find some runs in this fourth test.
Yeah, so we're dropping a bloke who averages 40 in test match cricket and who's had a couple of starts but hasn't gone on with it. He's a bloke who frustrates me, Henry Khawaja, because he can look so good, he can look so gifted, then he just gets out.
Yeah, I agree, TK. Yeah, good numbers, good average, career average. As I say, that's why I thought he might stay instead of Harris, because Harris is the new guy in and Khawaja's been around a little bit. But, he batted quite well. Even the first dig at Headingley, and you got 30, 40, and then sort of just nick one. But as I say, everybody's getting out. The ball's been doing plenty. The pitchers have been doing plenty. And that's going to happen. And I guess it's a bit of a turnaround in policy from selectors showing a bit of faith in their veteran players. That's also going to worry the players when they're not seeing, continuity and that consistency of selection policy. That always gets players on edge.
All right, so Jeff, the bowlers obviously have been very important for both teams. Are you happy that Stark gets a run?
Oh, well, he's in the 12. Let's see if he plays, boys.
Yeah, well, do you think he will?
He would be in my starting team. I would have him instead of Siddle. And it's a contradiction, isn't it? A great contrast between the two. Left-handed, bowls 140 up to 150, swings both new and old ball, almost unplayable when the ball's reversing, which it often does at Manchester. Gets a pretty dry, hard pitch up there, and the ball scratches up a fair bit, as opposed to the consistency. You know what you're going to get with Peter Siddle, but it's 130 to 135 maximum speed. Line and length, he's your Mr. Reliable as against your attacking bowler. So that's the choice they've got to make. If they want to go attacking, it's Mitchell Stark.
If I'm a batsman, I'd rather face Siddle than Stark any day of the week.
I think you may well be right there. I'm not sure if the last wicket would have put on 76.
Not a hope in hell.
In Headingley, if Mitchell Stark was bowling.
Not a hope in hell.
Can I ask you, Jeff, and it's about pain. So TK and I sort of been having a bit of a discussion here, and TK...
Well, I'd shove Travis head in and he'd be my keeper.
Yeah, and so TK was suggesting that Tim Payne...
He's clogging up the system.
Clogging up the system, get rid of him. What are your thoughts on Tim Payne? And will this be the last series we see him as captain of the Australian team?
All those above is true. He was brought in for a special reason, a difficult time in Australian cricket, and he's done a wonderful job as the captain. Hasn't made many runs, granted, But he's in there for a reason. The Australian team have been extraordinarily well behaved and gained back to a lot of ground in regathering those fans they'd lost. And Tim Bain's been responsible for much of that. So he's got two more test matches. He's got this test match in the last one at the Oval, and then they may well replace him. But it'll be a pat on the back and job well done. Not necessarily from, I say, the runs-making point of view, and even clanged a few last game. But that's not the point. He's there for a specific reason, and he's done that pretty well. And we will see a change of that guard after the next two test matches. And we may well see Alex Carey, who's the next best thing, come into that side and do a pretty terrific job for a long time. Then they'll have the question, who's going to captain? But let's get the starting 11 right, then figure out the captain. But yeah, Tim Payne, well, job well done so far. He'd love to make some runs, but he's probably got two test matches left in his career.
Okay, there you go.
It's not often Henry and I agree on so many things.
So he's not, so as soon as he loses captaincy, he loses his spot in that team.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, as I say, bought in for a specific reason, done it well. It'll be, a pat on the back from all and sundry, and he's deserved it.
See, I nearly say job well done already, and I'm not prepared to lose the Ashes series on the back of that.
So TK, what are you saying? You're saying Travis Head should be the captain? Is that your comment?
I get Carey. Well, that allows me to bring Carey into the lineup.
Who hasn't been in the squad. He's been brought in late.
Yeah, playing county cricket.
You don't want Wade to keep and play an extra batsman?
Yeah, Wade can keep.
So who's your captain? Does Steve just go back to captain?
No, he's not allowed.
He can't captain till March.
Right. So who captains them? If your theory was to come off TK?
Well, they dropped the other bloke who could be captain. He captains Queensland, Usman Khawaja.
And he captained the last tour game as well.
And Travis Head captains South Australia.
Yep.
Pat Cummins is one of the vice captains of the side.
Yep. As is Josh Hazlewood, who's there as well.
Well, I'm all for fast bowlers captaining. They do a much better job.
You are. Not many have declared none for none, have they?
Very few, which just goes to prove it, TK.
Now, who wins? We're outsiders, mate. 260 v 240.
And those numbers probably show you that everyone's a little bit nervy on who's actually the favourites. 260, 240. England aren't $1.10, are they?
No, I've just had a look. I was looking at the computer before. This is interesting. The
computer said no.
Stark has been back to get the most wickets. Now, if you back a player in that market with the tab and they don't line up, you will get a refund. So don't think you're going to do your money if he doesn't get a run, if he's 12th man. But yeah, 375 for Mitch Stark to get the most wickets.
Yeah, and if he plays, that's fair enough. But yeah, it's going to be a close game. We predicted a close series. Yeah. We've had a number of interesting matches so far. The cricket's been terrific and watchable and exciting and tense and all the stuff we want in Test cricket. I don't think this Test will be any different. I can't see the batsmen dominating again. I think bowlers from both sides will do their business pretty well, and we'll have a reasonably lowish scoring Test match that'll go down to the wire. England favourites, maybe on the back of the momentum coming off Headingley, fair enough, but there's not much in it.
Good on you, Henry. Always great to chat.
All right, gentlemen, I am looking forward to test number 4.